call in now, please. And Justin, what's bugging you?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. What's bugging me is there's an organization that just came about back in 2021, right after Biden's theft of an election, and it's called the National Security Leaders for America Group. Never heard of them until just a few days ago on Fox when they said they came out and endorsed Harris. And apparently, these are all ex-FBI, CIA, NSA, Homeland Security, bunch of guys who think they know what's better for us than we do. And I think our Republican leaders need to investigate this group immediately, because it seems to be a think tank who's funding and organizing all the strange occurrences happening lately. Thank you, fellas. Have a great day.
It is definitely very, very concerning, even before I heard about this group, that our information gatherers, that in many ways can be and should be heroes, are undermining our own nation, some of them. And they feel like, you know, they know what's best and they have a certain amount of power. And the oversight is so limited on a lot of these folks in the CIA and the other, 16 or 17 organizations related to that. It's very concerning. And there is a natural fear for lawmakers to try to rein them in and reel them in, because they know they could be targeted for lots of nasty things, of which I can't get into all of it right now. But I am with you. I'm with you, Justin. I think it's a real, real concern. 877-975-9825. Call in now, and let's go to Peasant with a Pitchfork. What's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is the Ukrainian rat weasel was over here again the other day with his hand out, and they keep giving him more money, another 500 and something million. And it's never enough for this guy. He's one of those guys, everybody's probably ran into one in their lifetime. No matter how much you give him, it's never enough. He wants more and more and more. And he wants more, so he wants to get us all nuked by Russia. I'm convinced he wants to drag us into that war. And if we keep letting him do it, I mean, Putin might be bluffing. And then again, if he's not bluffing, we're all dead. So, you know, this little rat weasel's trying to get us deeper and deeper. He doesn't care if we all get vaporized.
Well, and you have to ask the question, what exactly is the mission, number one?
Right.
And what is our role in that mission? Mm-hmm. I mean, what is the mission? You're going to beat Russia? Are you going to take Putin out of power? Is that the goal? Or you just want Russia to give up and leave Ukrainian territory? I don't know. Is that doable? I know what's going to happen if Trump gets into office. He's going to work something out. And it doesn't mean, as Kamala Harris tried to scare everybody, that Ukraine would have to give up a lot of its territory and sovereignty and all that.
Right.
That doesn't necessarily have to be the case. And a lot of it has to do with encroaching closer and closer to Russia with nukes pointed at them,
yeah,
basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, it makes Putin a little uncomfortable. They can definitely work it out if they want to. And I just I also find it interesting. All we hear about is ceasefire, peace in the Middle East. Israel, ceasefire.
Uh-huh.
When they've been attacked by their enemy over and over again, what do you think's going to happen? Okay, peace, cool, time out. Oh, yeah, they're not going to shoot any more rockets. They're not going to kill any more Jews.
And then Blinken's telling the Israelis, hey, you know, you need to stop this or it's going to be bad for you.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He bugs me.
But yet you never hear about peace talks or anything else related to Putin and Ukraine. Let's go to Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning, guys. Well, Peasant with a Pitchfork does not have to worry so much about the nukes anymore. If you notice how much Zelensky was going at his nose, I'm pretty sure that was the source of the white powdery substance in the White House, because he's best friends with Hunter. I mean, it would kind of go with that. So I really think that's where our money's going. Have a great day, guys.
The 2024 election.
It's going to start right here.
Counting down
to
election.
Let's get to the substance.
To Election Day on the Sky.
9. Comrade Harris.
8. It is my great honor.
7. We'll keep fighting.
6. Bring it on.
5. Full speed ahead.
4.
You can always trust me.
3. We need to watch the vote.
2. The American people do have a say in this.
1.
Counting down to Election Day with updates every half hour. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.